Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with New York-based jazz songwriter, arranger, and vocalist Christina Kohler. She talked about her interesting ride in music, COVID life, and her new 2022 CD, Get Out of Town. On this third album of hers, it is her jazz-centric return with a celebration of Cole Porter's music. She is always innovative and always pushing the limit. Enjoy this story.
Hey, thank you for sending over the music. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for checking it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into the album, Get Out of Town. I want to know, before we get into the actual album, you know, we've been living through this pandemic for the last couple of years. The live entertainment world has been turned upside down, and things seem to be opening up right now. So the timing of this release right now, does it feel relieving?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been working on it since the pandemic, you know, like, I've been trying I've always wanted to do an album of Cole Porter tunes, and I was like, well, I guess this is the time to do it when I have all this free time. So,
yeah.
You know, I put it all together, I arranged everything, and I even went on tour during September through the Midwest with his music as part of the Jazz Road Initiative through South Arts. And after that, we just went into the studio. We actually, like, recorded it all in one day, which is amazing. Like, that never happens. Because I guess we were so fresh from the tour that we just, like, got it done. And, yeah, it was, you know, it was really difficult because just booking this tour, I had to book it, like, three times because of this pandemic. So it was, yeah, it's great to finally have the product done and the project done. And hopefully I'll be able to get some more shows happening this year with this music as well.
So what are you hoping the listener gets from this experience?
I've always been the type of person that just wants to make music, not just for myself, but for everyone. You know, it's supposed to be music that even people my age could relate with, like taking songs from the past and making it more relatable for people who don't necessarily listen to jazz. And I think Cole Porter, honestly, like, his music is, like, timeless to me. His writing is very, I don't know, I always pick songs that I relate with. And, yeah, Cole Porter is just his, everything about him, what he writes, like, his lyrics, his melody, his chord progressions, everything is just, like, it's very appealing to me.
So, you know, over this time of reflection and COVID time, you know, we've all had some extra time with ourselves and learned some things. What did you learn about yourself that maybe you didn't realize before that's going to make you stronger as you get back out there and reemerge?
I can do more than just what I've been trained to do, if that makes sense. So, you know, I went to school for jazz, but I definitely learned that I can also curate events. I put on a music series. I moved like upstate to Peekskill, New York, which is like an hour north from New York City. You know, I grew up right like 15 minutes away from here, and I've always hung out in Peekskill when I was younger. And actually, this is where I got my start with music. But I always wanted Peekskill to become like a music hub. So I started a music series last year with Alex Smith, who plays piano for Lady Gaga, like in her jazz band. Because he also lives here, and then we partnered with an arts organization, not for profit, Arts 10566, and we're putting on a festival this year. So I've been learning that I could do more than just be a musician. There's like my creative juices are flowing everywhere, basically, and you know I want to build a community with music here, because I felt I've never had that in New York City. So it seems like I've landed in a place where it's acceptable. It's like, well, where I'm finally finding, I guess, a community for myself and for others.
Are you, so you talked about the festival and, you know, tour dates coming up. How is this year opening up? What kind of promise do you have as the year moves forward?
Right now, I have two album release shows. I'm going to be playing in Peekskill next month at the Bean Runner Cafe, and then as well as Smalls coming up in June. I've also been talking to a booker in Germany, so I'm hopefully going to be doing my first Germany tour. I've never played outside of the United States, so that's really exciting for me. I've always wanted to travel the world more and play my music. Yeah, there's things brewing, but nothing, you know, it's, yeah, I'm supposed to be talking to the Germany guy this week, so it's a slow process, but it'll happen when it happens. I've learned you have to take your time with things. You can't rush it.
Absolutely. So let's go back to your beginnings. Are you from New York City?
I'm from Yorktown Heights originally in Westchester County.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about growing up and how music became your life, and more specifically jazz.
When I was 8 years old, I started singing. I did musical theater for about 8 years of my life. That's why I know a lot of the American songbook, is because of doing musical theater. And really, when I was like a teenager, I started learning like the ukulele, learned the guitar. I was in a rock band. I was in the jazz band. I was in the musicals. I also did, I was in choir. I also was in an opera. You know, I'm classically trained as well. And then it was really like a deciding factor as to what to go to college for, because I didn't want to go for musical theater because I was burnt out of musical theater. And then I didn't want to do classical because I wasn't a fan of, you know, let's stick to this, like what's written on a sheet of music. I've always wanted to discover more. And so I went to school for jazz because I never knew anything about jazz. And plus my family always like said, you should try singing jazz. And, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of different music, like from Motown to classic rock, to musical theater tunes, to jazz. You know, my grandpa loved Frank Sinatra. Grandma and grandpa loved Frank Sinatra, actually, and Louis Prima, you know. So there's always different styles of music that I was playing, like, throughout the house. So I just wanted to try out something different, and I knew jazz was a style of music where you can create and be explorative. So that's why I went to school for jazz. And that's how it all started.
Right on. Well, so what was the first live jazz show you saw that really blew your socks off?
I don't even know what the first one was, to be honest. But I remember, like, you know, just going to Newport Jazz Festival 1 year. And I was like, oh, this is amazing, just to be able to go see all of these different artists in, like, a really, really cool location. And, you know, I discovered Gretchen Parlato and Robert Glasper, Cirilla May. Cirilla was probably the first vocalist I really saw, and I was like, wow, she's got a cool sound, you know, like, a very unique sound. Yeah, I guess it was Cirilla, maybe.
Right on. What did you learn from seeing those performers, and just in general, what have you learned from them that has made you a better singer or made you find your voice?
Well, you know, they all have their own sound, you know, like that's one thing I've always been like trying to figure out is like, what is my sound? Like, I don't want to sound like a singer from the 20s. I don't want to sound like Ella. I don't want to sound like Sarah Vaughan. I want to sound like myself. And whether it's like showing different influences into the music or, you know, whatever it may be, like, I just always want to stay true to who I am.
You have the chance to perform and make music every day as a professional musician. What's the best part of being a professional musician for you?
Performing for people, honestly, because I love connecting with people through music. You know, when they clap and they laugh at my stupid comments whenever I talk, you know, it's great to be able to connect to people through music. And even after I perform, if they come up to me and they're like, oh yeah, you sound like this person and this person, I think it's always interesting to like hear what they thought about the music as well, like who they think I sound like, who, you know, what songs were their favorite, what, you know, all that stuff is really interesting to me and fun for me. I really enjoy that. And it stinks because it's like nowadays it's really difficult to be able to get those kind of gigs that actually like pay well for you to be able to bring your whole band and everything and to have an audience. So So when they do come, it's like, it's very special for me.
Speaking of live performance and getting back to it, when we do get back to it more in earnest, and we've been away from live music for largely for 2 years now, what do you hope we all realize about the power of live music?
That we need it. Like, we can't live without it, because if we didn't have music, then the world would be silent. Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. More specifically here, why do you love jazz?
I just love that you can, you know, you can make it unique to who you are. And that, you know, if you think about like Herbie Hancock and Miles Davis, they were always evolving. They've been always, well, Herbie's still alive, but always evolving the music. And that's something that's really unique to what jazz is. There's so many subgenres of it. You know, you can get funk influences, you can have R&B influences. It's just a lot of different styles in one, which I think is really unique. I've always liked to just keep exploring different sounds and stuff, and I can actually do that with jazz. So yeah, that's why I love jazz.
Everyone has a perception of you, your family, your friends, your fans, but ultimately you live your life. Who do you think you are?
Who do I think I am? I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm still someone who's just trying to figure it out. Like everybody, a lot of other people are my age, you know. I definitely have an idea of who I want to become, but I haven't become that person yet, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's a really, like, bad answer, but...
No, I think that's great. I think that's a great answer, and I know at my age now, I totally understand that. It's a very wise answer, for sure. So, thank you for taking a minute out. Thank you again for sending over the music. Good luck as the world opens up and with the album. I appreciate it.
Thank you for chatting with me.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and singers in New York, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Christina for her time, music, and stories. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Dimino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. On your mark, get set, get out of town.
Neon Jazz.